Good morning. Let us open our Bible this morning. First, we open and read from Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37. But as the days of the Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be. Parallel with this verse, we open Luke chapter 17. Luke 17, verse 26 to 28. And as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wife, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planned, they will. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Thanks for your word that reminds us to be a faithful servant till you come again and take us go to heaven. Speak to us, Father, through these two verses. Thanks, we pray in Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, we come back again to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24 and 25 is a series of teaching of the end of the world. Of course, when Jesus first time teach and say this teaching, there are two interpretations. First, I said, short interpretation and long interpretation. Short interpretation means Jesus talked about something will happen with Jerusalem after he left the world. That means what Jesus predicted is the fall of Jerusalem, which is already happened at 70 AD. I mean, 70 AD, around 35 years after Jesus left the world, then Jerusalem was destroyed by Roman Empire. And then the second interpretation is, talk about the second coming of Jesus. So, for Jews or Israel people at that time, the coming of the second Messiah is one of main teaching at that time. People want to know when you come back again. When you come back again. Why people want to know? Because the situation and then the political system make them hopeless. That's why they hope that the Messiah can come and then reigns the nation, and then Israel become a famous and big nation again, like the time of David when he reigned the first time for all 12 tribes of Israel. With this kind of condition, they always ask Jesus, when you come back again? When you come back again? And then, start chapter 24, Jesus tell them, before he come again, there are some signs that will happen before he come for the second time. I try to understand, mostly, when Jesus teaches about the second coming, most of the sign is very terrible. I mean, the world must collapse, and then there are war, and then people suffer many kind. We can see from the chapter 24, verse 3 to 37. For example, the main title is The Sign of the Times and the End of the Age. I don't have time to read this all, but at least what I want to let you know that these signs is very, very terrible. Means there are many suffering before Jesus come again. But if we read verse 37, then we can see that the sign is opposite. I mean, but as the day of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man. So Jesus gives two comparison. One, the situation is very bad. And the second, the situation is very good. Why I said the situation is very good? We already read Luke chapter 17. We can see that the time, people in the time of Noah, they're all very well. Let's see again. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married wife, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And then 28, likewise, as it was also in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. So this is this situation is opposite with the first situation. If the first situation there was a war, famine, people suffer many things, and then the Son of Man coming. But Jesus also said, like the time in Noah, people ate, people drink, and then people married. So after I read these two situations, then I try to understand, how about Hong Kong? How about situation when we live in Hong Kong? Our situation different, like Middle East, where ISIS exists. Our situation is different with North Korea, maybe. Our situation, same picture, like the situation at Noah time. People ate, people drank, people married. Every day, we see Hong Kong people, after working, they get a line to go to good restaurant. Yeah, especially we work in central area. Today Thai food, tomorrow Viet food, and then Korean food, and then Japanese food, and then come back again. And then we go to every restaurant. And then if you have good social relationship, this year my friend married, and I need to fly to Korea. Next year, my friend married, I need to fly to Australia. Next year, my friend married, I will fly to United States. And then every party make our house full of party dress. Oh yeah, this year the model is like this. Next year the model is like this. So we buy and then bring everything. So when I try to imagine this situation, okay, so we stay at Hong Kong, so our situation is the second picture. Like people who live in Noah time. And also same like Lot's time, because in the time of Lot, they bought, they sold, they planned, they built. This talk about development time. This talk about business time. Every day we talk about business. Every day we talk how to improve our career, how to improve our social life, how to extend everything. Same, brothers and sisters. And what's the problem? What's the problem? Does the Bible say don't eat? Does the Bible say don't have party? Of course not, brothers and sisters. The first miracle that Jesus did, that right in the Gospel of John, is party. John chapter 2, Jesus came to Mary party in Cana, and then at that time, the party almost finished because no more wine. When no more wine, then no more joy, and the party is over. But Jesus came and he changed water become wine. That means he want the party continue again. With this example, then it is okay to eat, it is okay to drink. It is not okay to eat if you don't invite me. Huh? It is okay, brothers and sisters. But what's the point? So that Jesus said, the time happened in Noah and in Lot. After thinking more, then I realized the situation become bad because the time in Noah and Lot, they close their ear to hear the word of God. They don't care. Noah speak for 120 years, but no one care for 120 years that there is a big flood coming. What happened in the time of Lot? The time of Lot, people don't know which is right and which is wrong. When two angels come and visit Lot, and then people ask the Lord to give them so that they can do something bad to dead people. Sorry to say, the time in Lot situation is the time when LGBT exists. LGBT exists. So, the time at Lot is the time when Nike is exists. I don't know if you know of this issue or not. Filipino fighter Paciano said something bad about LGBT, and then the Nike break the contract. And then my friend said, from now on, I don't want to wear Nike shoe. This morning I wore my Reebok, not wear my Nike. So brothers and sisters, the time has Lot. People don't know right and wrong. That's the point. When we ate, we drank, we have married, we have party, we do our business, and then we develop our career. When we do that without God inside, we don't aware the word of God. We never put faith in all our situation. That's make terrible. That's why, let's open Luke chapter 18, verse 8. Second sentence. When the Son of Man came, will he really find faith on the earth? Then I can say that God didn't find faith in the time of Noah and in the time of Lot. That's why the punishment come down to dead people at that time. God didn't find faith. What kind of faith that God want to see and God want to find when he come for the second time. I'm so happy when I read this Bible that I can see that the answer is very systematic. Let's return to Matthew chapter 24. Faith, it doesn't mean that I only confess Jesus as the Lord. But faith is something that lives in our life. A person which is we call faithful, if number one, we read verse 45, who then a faithful and wise servant, whom his master made rule over his household to give them food in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Brothers and sisters, first, God wants to find faithful people. Faithful people is the person when his master come back, his master find him, still work for him. Faithful. He work because he have faith that his master will come back again. This number one. Number two, the parable of the wise and foolish virgin. In this parable, we can see that both of them are waiting. But first group, they bring the oil. Second group, they don't bring the oil. They bring something to prepare. Brothers and sisters, have you think that we need to bring something when Jesus comes for the second time? What kind of thing that we can bring to wait for the second coming? Most of us think about something earthly, but we need to think something heavenly. What does really Jesus want it? What we need to prepare so that when Jesus comes, we can give it to him. This is the second point. And then the last point is the parable of talents. So when I read this parable, then I can say that faithful believer is a believer that can multiply what Jesus has given to them. You might have one talent or two talents or three talents. It doesn't matter. But the point is you can multiply what God has given to you. That's why I really like, I already get Crown Biblical Finance class, and then I repeat again and read again, and I get the point that regarding finance or regarding money, people on the earth, common people usually think how to get money. But we as the believer, we need to know two things. Who is the source of money? It is God. And then why God gave it to us? So that we can be a blessing. And continue to the parable of the talents. A faithful servant is a servant that can multiply everything that God gave to them. In this means that you can use everything that God has given to you to glorify his name. Today, God gave you a lot. And then do we use everything that God gave it to us to glorify his name? On the Facebook picture, I see a joke. A believer go to the church, and then he wore a famous branded coach, and then bring a famous brand bag. And then when offering time come, And then he took $20, which is very, very low if compared with everything that he bring to the church. Many of us get a lot, but we don't give a lot according what we have. Brothers and sisters, a faithful servant is a servant who can multiply everything that God gives it to them. These three kind of people is a person that ready for the second coming. So, who is this kind of three person? Person number one is faithful servant. Person number two is wise woman. Person number three is the person who can multiply God's talent that give it to them. Of course, the answer is you and me. Amen, brothers and sisters? You and me is this kind of person. Are you not sure? Who is this kind of person? I said, you and me must be this kind of person. Otherwise, when Jesus comes for the second time, he find us do nothing. Let us pray. People in Noah time and Lot time, they didn't ready. That's why they get punishment from God. Our situation in Hong Kong, almost similar with the time at Noah and Lot. But of course, although our situation is similar, it doesn't mean we are not ready. The Bible gives us direction. If you are faithful servant, if you are wise believer, and the last, if you are the servant that can multiply God's talent to you, then you will be ready for the second coming. Brothers and sisters, we don't know when the second coming is, but at least today the Bible reminds us, be ready. What does it mean, be ready? Be ready means be a faithful servant. Yes, be a faithful servant. May this song become our prayer this morning. I really want to be a servant, to be a blessing for other people, God. I really want to be a faithful servant. I really want to be a servant that can bring something to you. I really want to be a servant that can multiply your talent to us. Oh God, help us. Help us to keep our eyes, to keep our faith always in you, Father. Always in you. This morning, we enter our community prayer. We pray for brothers and sisters who have physical problem with cancer, with other kind of problem. We pray that God will show His mercy and power, and He will take away every cancer, every problem. Let's pray together. We also pray for them so that in the midst of difficulties, physical with weakness, they can see the salvation from God. We pray that they will open their heart to receive Jesus as the Savior. Last one, we pray for our brothers and sisters. They are looking for a new job. Yes, we believe that God will prepare the best for them. This morning, we also pray for SPSG and SP Indonesia. Like you know that Singapore is close to Indonesia, and then Indonesia is the biggest Muslim country. We pray that SP can be a blessing also for Muslim country. We pray that many ministry that we create and we do it to share God's love. Also remember for Igape, every Sunday we have English course, we have guitar class, we have computer class. Pray so that many teachers can come and join together. Let's pray together. Also pray for mission committee. We pray for MC member. We pray that God will lead them in organized mission from SP to the world. Especially now we are preparing for summer mission trip. We pray that church member can join and then spend time together to bring the gospel, go to every part of the world. Pray for local outreach activity. Pray for Friday evening activity. And the last one, pray for house church. We put all this activity in the hand of God. We pray that God bless all people who join. And then really, when they join, they go and then they become a blessing. Also in house church activity, it is not just like tradition, but really when two or three person sit together in the name of God and they become a spiritual power. When they pray, God hear everything and then they can see the miracle from God. Father, thank you for beautiful time. Thank you for the time that we can sit and have fellowship with you. Thank you for the word. Thank you for your promise that you will come again and pick up pick up us, go back to your house. Now, before we leave the sanctuary, we pray that you help us so that our heart always with you, Father. So that our hand always do something for your work. And our eyes always look up you and look up many people and look many people that need your bless. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.